given it to you and you're not receiving the monthly newsletter of Future for America, I'd like to suggest something to you here. In our presentation that covers Daniel 10 through 12 that we're involved with right now, there are at least four newsletters that would be beneficial to read in conjunction with this study. The first one is the February 2002 newsletter that deals with those in Adventism that are seeking to reapply the time prophecies of Daniel 12 once again at the end of the world. A brother just called me 2 days ago and said that here recently there was a group of speakers on 3ABN that were presenting the reapplication of these time prophecies in Daniel 12. Brothers and sisters, before you buy into that reasoning, I would suggest that you take a look at the February 2002 newsletter of Future News. If you have this tape, our address, our email should be on the tape, and we'll send it to you. At minimum, there are questions raised in that newsletter. I would say at minimum there's questions raised that would call for some very serious prayer and study before you started accepting some of these ideas that are out there about the 1260, the 1290, and the 1335. If you're going to place those time periods at the end of the world, then what you are doing is you're sweeping away the foundation of Adventism, because that was the foundation of Adventism. That is a newsletter that would be beneficial to be understood in connection with this series, because we're going to go into Daniel 12 as when we get there. And then because we were traveling, we missed one newsletter earlier this year. This year is 2002. And so we doubled up our newsletters in May. And in our May 2nd edition, and in our June and in our July, all three of the year 2002, those newsletters are almost totally devoted to addressing the issues of Uriah Smith and James White and their understanding of the King of the North and how it impacts these verses. And we use for a lead into this discussion some letters and emails that I'd received asking questions about Daniel 11 and Uriah Smith and some other items, and we use those questions in order to clarify some of these things as we answer the questions. And one of the questions that was raised by Pastor Lynn, and Pastor Lynn is a regular contributor to the newsletter, one of the questions that he asked is, he says, Uriah Smith